you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello. We're here at The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly.
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly. Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. She rocks!
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host. Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Celebrating her 9th anniversary as the Ghost Host, it's Sophia Temporelli right here on LiveParanormal.com.
The Ghost Host.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. This is hands down the world's most unique broadcast because starting at 12 years old, the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, started on the airwaves here at Live Paranormal. So congratulations, Sophia, on over 9 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you to all of our moderators for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed at some spooky locations. Thank you guys for all of your assistance throughout the years. Hope everyone's keeping safe. Your call-ins are welcome, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. So if you have any questions for our guests, make sure they're all caps in the chat room. I'll be posting our guest chats and also to anything else, any links I'll be providing there along the chat room throughout the course of the interview. On the afternoon of their Travel Channel premiere, we celebrate another season launch of Destination Fear with the complete cast of Lockdown Host Investigations. Dakota Layden, Chelsea Layden, Tanner Wiseman, and Alex Schroeder. Everyone, visit at Destination Fear, at Dakota Layden, at Chelsea Layden, at Tanner underscore Wiseman, at Alex underscore Schroeder 4, at Travel Channel, and any post that you do, make sure you do hashtag Destination Fear. So thank you guys. This is going to be a fantastic show today. Also, the Dark Zone Network presents an unprecedented four-day Queen Mary Haunt and Music Virtual Streaming Festival. It's going to be a 24-hour-a-day live event. So it's featuring investigations, too, with our host here, the Ghost Host. So watch and chat with fellow subscribers of your favorite celebrity paranormal researchers as well. We'll be attending aboard the ship. And so there's going to be like 12 location cams around the Queen Mary with major recording industry musical bands performing throughout. So tickets, details, and also Sophia is a special code. So it's all lowercase. It's promo.thedarkzone.tv/Sophia. I'll be posting that in the chat room too as well. Coming up, we have Ghost Hunters Key Investigator Mustafa Gadolari. He'll be on the program on November 7th. Also, Fox Sightings Ghost Rider Polaroid Image Case homeowner John Huckert and Sci-Fi Channel's Factor Fake Paranormal Files host researcher Bill Murphy will be on the program with a special guest to be announced. That's going to be on November 14th, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, if you miss anything, archive shows, they're available on the homepage of LiveParanormal.com as free MP4 iTunes downloads. Let me go ahead and bring on the host here, the Ghost Host. Let's see, have a little muting problem. We have a lot of people attending today's show. So, Sophia, congratulations, 9 years of broadcasting.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 9 years.
I know. You're doing a great job. You've helped a lot of people through the years. A lot of people have negative home haunting cases, kids with psychic ability problems and issues. And where can people find you? What are all your pages out there?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with 1L and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, and also, too, well, congratulations on the upcoming Queen Mary event. Also, too, we're taping this for your YouTube channel. So you have a special in-studio thing happening there. We're going to put some graphics up of our guests today, so it'll be like all the audio included and everything. So I'll be coming up as soon as that's composed throughout the next week to coincide with the launch of the show. But also, too, so tell us about the Queen Mary event.
Well, the Queen Mary event is 4 full days of band performances, live investigations, and stories from lots of your favorite investigators. It is hosted by the awesome network called The Dark Zone. They are just a fantastic group. If you are familiar with them, you may have seen their live streams at the Conjuring House and the Lizzie Borden House. I'm fortunate enough to be one of the investigators at the event, so I'm very excited about that. The Queen Mary right now is almost abandoned, so it's pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime event. I don't think the Queen Mary's ever been this literally dead inside since probably was built, and even not then because you had so many workers on it. So this is really a very rare and pretty much once-in-a-lifetime occurrence that could only happen during a pandemic.
Yeah, congratulations on that. So it's promo.thedarkzone.tv/Sophia for your special discount page offered too as well. So look that up. And so congratulations on that, Sophia, and tell us about our guest today.
Thank you. So on the premiere day of the latest episodes of Destination Fear on Travel Channel, we have the full cast with Dakota Layden, Chelsea Layden, Tanner Wiseman, and Alex Schroeder. I want to thank Travel Channel for making today's show possible. Everyone visit Destination Fear officials at Destination Fear, at Dakota Layden, at Chelsea Layden, at Tanner underscore Wiseman, at Alex underscore Schroeder 4 at Travel Channel, and make sure to hashtag Destination Fear during tonight's premiere. Let's welcome them into the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you guys. Hey, thank you all so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first off, congratulations on all the success with Destination Fear and these latest episodes. I was fortunate enough to watch an early screening of the episode premiering tonight at the Saratoga County, and it was amazing. You guys caught really incredible evidence, and I can't wait to see what happens on really the rest of the road trip.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I feel like first location that we went to was really – It wasn't what we needed. We needed, like, a really good boost to start the new road trip, something that would get our confidence up. And then we went to the Saratoga County Homestead, and our confidence went way down. It was possibly our most terrifying night that we've ever went through. And from that point on, it was really hard to recover from our just first stop alone.
Yeah, I can imagine. It was really creepy just with the ambiance of everything that was happening that night, with the weather and just the location itself. Dakota, I know you picked out the location. What kind of initially drew you to that location?
Yeah, I've always been a really big fan of creepy abandoned buildings, but even more so with the dark history. And when we were doing our research for this next round, I found this location, the Saratoga County Homestead. And the second I started, within like I'd say an hour of researching it, I knew that not only did I want to do this one, but I want to go there first, because it's a location where people had to quarantine several times over the course of history. One with tuberculosis, where their families would drop them off, never see them again. And then later with there was a big flu outbreak, and everyone who was in that sanatorium, they had to live there without seeing their family for like another several months. And I don't know, it really brought me back to like what's going on today. We could really relate more than ever going to a sanatorium. So I just felt like this would have been the perfect first stop, especially after the whole quarantine and COVID.
Absolutely. I mean, it's crazy to see history really repeat itself. I mean, with modern medicine, you wouldn't think that we would be here, but we are. So it's just really incredible to just kind of see those ties between the location that's been abandoned for so many years, like the Saratoga County Homestead, and today.
Yeah. And it was just so creepy. There's a thousand deaths there that nobody knows where the bodies are. And that was one of the biggest mysteries ever to me was, how do 1,000 people go unclaimed and unmarked? And there's all these rumors that the bodies are buried directly underneath the building. And there's a lot of mystery.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's a lot of bodies too, misplaced. So that's pretty weird. But I know that one thing that's different about this season is the rest of the cast, not just you, Dakota, gets to pick out the location. What is that like for each of you, Chelsea, Tanner, and Alex, to actually have a say in where you're going and kind of have more insight than you did in the previous season?
Well, I can just start off, being the one just, there for the ride is a lot different than being the one in charge. And, the first time I got to select a location was last season, and, it was exciting when I was presented with that opportunity, but it also, bears a pretty big burden. Like, you are, you're supposed to pick a location that is, as scary and, has a very high threshold for, just the excitement and the fear factor of the location, but you're also bringing, your brother and best friend to this location too. So you have to, in the back of your mind, you're worried about like the safety and like what's really going to happen that night. So I feel like going into a location that you select yourself, it's actually really draining because you're thinking about so many different things instead of just kind of going there and going with the flow and experiencing things as they come. You're kind of anticipating things. And I feel like there's a lot more worry into that, but it is very, very nice to have a say every once in a while. I know, Alex, this was your first time that you got to select a location. How did that feel?
Yeah, so in the past, I've kind of been thinking that I'm lucky. I don't have to have that burden or that pressure on my shoulders of making sure everyone's safe. All of that, everything Chelsea just said is exactly right. Like, there's way more than just going along with the ride when you're picking a location. But this season, I really wanted to test them all. I wanted to scare them, and I specifically wanted to get back at Dakota for some of the positions he's put me in over this last year or so.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, just wait until you see my episode, what I did to Dakota. Some might be a little mad, but I think a lot will be happy and think it's funny.
I think everyone will be happy, but I will say, like, you know, we don't have rules. Like, we have some things we like to go by, like we like to draw to the hat and sleep alone every night. But when we got to his location choice, the rules were off the table. He did so many things that night that it was just like, damn, you really want to get back at us. Holy crap.
And then Tanner, your location was like, obviously we can't say it, but like, what the heck? And it was like out of left field. Tanner comes in with like the home run hit of the season. I'm like, seriously, dude?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like a double-edged sword. We're all kind of trying to top each other, and especially with Chelsea, Alex, and I, we only get one shot at picking a location, so we always try to pick one of the biggest ones or the scariest ones or try to, you know, pick a one that we really, really want to go to. And, you know, but at the same time, when you pick a spot, you know, you have to go to it. You have to go inside there and explore. And I got a little excited with my opportunity. Location was brought up and we were able to go to it. And I can't believe that we actually went there, went to Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. And it's been one of those dream come true, nightmare come true location for me. I've always wanted to go there and we finally got to go. And I can't believe it was my location. So I'm so stoked for this season for everyone to check out where everyone picked and then everyone to see Tram.
What's kind of funny, Tanner, is like, the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, I think we can all agree, is probably one of the most famous haunts in the country. And season one, when we did season one, that was in, obviously, it's been in the running forever, but I never picked it because I wasn't confident enough yet. I thought, you know, maybe we should go to as many places as we can before taking on Trans. And I don't know if I would have ever sent us there for a while. And so the fact that you picked it, it was so unexpected. And it was kind of nice, though. It's one of those things where it's like, just face it, just do it. Now is the time. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be. Like, now we got to go. And I think we were overqualified, though. Like, when we went there, we did an amazing job at hitting this place. I mean, it's so big.
Yeah.
You guys go to
so
big locations.
Oh.
So, Dakota, I know this originally started with a documentary, but what initially gave you the idea for the documentary, and what kind of made you want to go with your closest friends and family members?
Yeah, I mean, so me, Tanner, and Alex, we've all been filming together for as long as I can remember. I mean, we've all been in each other's lives since we were babies. And so we did a lot of videos together, probably hundreds of them on YouTube, and we had always had an interest in the paranormal, from stuff that happened at our home growing up to just genuinely being interested. It's a very creepy topic. And so growing up, me, Alex, Chelsea, and Tanner, that was one of our main hobbies, was finding the creepy abandoned building in our city or state and going there and urban exploring it and trying to get scared. And it was a genuine passion in high school and middle school. And by the time high school was done for me, and I was kind of, it came a point of like, I want to take on a big project. I don't know what yet. And it just kind of happened. Me and Tanner had talked, me and Alex had talked, and me and Chelsea had talked. And this idea was starting to form of, man, like, we've seen everywhere in Minnesota, which is where we were from, and kind of the surrounding states, like, we really need to go see more. And so the idea of a road trip was kind of started. Like, maybe we take a road trip to some of the most haunted places in the country and spend the night. And then the whole sleeping alone thing hit me, like, oh, we should sleep alone. That would be so scary. And then ultimately I was like, wait, what if I don't tell them anything about where we're going? And they go on this road trip with me, not knowing where we're going. And at that point, after that, once that was the idea, it was pretty much no going back. The excitement in the air was so intense that there was no stopping that project from happening, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Definitely, and it grew from there. What was it like for each of you to just see this documentary that you did when you were younger just turn into an actual TV series? What was the process of that, and were any of you hesitant to kind of go from a short stay like that to something much longer and a little bit more intense with the likes of television?
I can start this one off, but
mm-hmm.
long story short, my perspective of this was I was currently in a point of my life where I was super busy when this documentary came about, and I had like 1 week off. And, you know, Dakota messaged me, and he's like, "Chelsea, like, you know, I want to do this project. You know, I want you to be part of it. You know, it's related to our urban exploring growing up, going to these haunted buildings, and, you know, would you be interested in doing it?" And along those lines, and I was like, "Yeah, of course. Like, I have this 1 week off. Like, we can do it during that 1 week." It was like 1.5 weeks. I'm like, "Let's do it then." And I kind of just agreed blindly, not really knowing the point of this project. And, mm-hmm. you know, as it was getting closer, I realized what we'd be really doing and, you know, sleeping alone and some of these things that we did in the documentary and even in the show were things that I never, ever, ever thought I could do. And we did not do that growing up. That was something that was definitely different when we started this project. So that was a huge, huge challenge for me. You know, the paranormal for me is one of those things where I do not have, you know, the paranormal, like, mastered or figured out, because I don't think anyone does, but I still have, like, big fears when it comes around, like, you know, things that are unexplained. And I don't think that will ever change. But this was kind of my first big jump, being isolated and alone in these buildings. So it has been a huge challenge for me ever since. Do I think we've grown as a group? Absolutely, we've grown. We've been able to do things that I never thought we could do. But on the flip side of the coin, I am still terrified every single time we go mm-hmm. to these locations.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback off that. When Dakota first brought up, like, his idea for this documentary, I got my first job out of college, and I had to try to explain and convince my boss that I needed a week off to go film a documentary. And when he asked what it was about, I was like, "Well, I'm going to be going into the scariest places in America on one long road trip, and I'm going to be sleeping alone." And he just looked at me like I was just nuts. And I just was like, "All right, this is, that's what I'm going to be doing." He's like, "All right, that's fine. You take the week off." And, you know, I think that was one of the greatest decisions that, you know, I made, because we got to do this awesome documentary and see some amazing things. We had such an, you know, just a really cool time on the road, but then we had some of our most, like, terrifying moments too. And, you know, one of my things is I love getting scared. I love that adrenaline rush when you're walking in a building and, you know, you're by yourself or, you know, you're with your friends. And that was like that first, like, initial, like, big rush that we did. And the fact that now that it's on TV, people are actually seeing this idea. And because no one's ever seen the documentary, only a few people have when we did a showing, but no one's seen that. So the fact that we're doing this now, it's on TV and people are able to, you know, experience with us this big road trip, it's just one of those coolest things that, you know, you don't really realize is happening. It's just, it's so cool to have everyone being able to watch and participate with us.
Not your typical your leave of absence for a vacation from work, hey? That's pretty situation.
Chase was hysterical. He's just looking at me like, "Okay, who did I just hire?"
Hey, Tana, didn't when we had like a trailer, didn't you show him the trailer, and then he finally was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool."
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, after I get done, Dakota's turned to edit it, and, you know, we're getting ready for this big premiere that we're doing at the Mall of America screening, and Dakota does a trailer for it, and he just is like jaw drops. It's like, that is so cool. Oh my gosh. And now that we mention it, when I ended up leaving that job, he takes me out to lunch and he finally is open to just start talking about all his ghost stories and all this like spiritual stuff. And he's just like, was super into it. And I don't know why, but he was like hiding it the whole entire time I worked for him. And then all of a sudden he's just like, oh my gosh, like ever since your documentary, I've wanted to have these conversations, but I didn't know how you take it. And like, it was awesome.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing about the paranormal. So many people, you just wouldn't expect to have stories, just do. And they, as soon as they get someone that knows about the paranormal or has had experiences, they finally are like, oh my gosh, someone else has experienced the same thing I have. I found someone that I can relate to finally.
Yeah. Totally.
The funniest are the people who, you know, who don't totally believe in it yet, which is totally fine because still it's just such an unknown topic. But then they go like, okay, but this one time, like everyone has that kind of story.
It's true.
Yeah, my godmother does that. I love her, but she says, I don't believe in the paranormal. And then she'll be like, I went to this one hotel. I swear I saw something there. And I'm like, you probably did.
Exactly.
So when you guys are on the road trip, you're in the RV for extended periods of time. What do you guys do on your off time when you're not at these locations? Very draining to spend the night there. Do you guys relax? I mean, what is it like for you guys to just kind of wind down from such a terrifying experience?
I feel like we all have our own methods of just recovering and then moving on to the next spot, but there's always a lot of sleeping in the RV, which turns into a lot of people mm-hmm. filming you sleeping for Snapchat. And then there's
Chelsea.
A lot of fun, though. I think like this road trip more than ever, we did do a lot more like videoing just with our phones in the RV and stuff that we're probably going to put up soon of just us showing the road trip a little more and just some of the stuff that happens when we're not filming. But there's a lot of fun. I know for me, the most memorable thing by far this season, this road trip was freaking Queen. We listened to Queen the whole trip.
Yeah.
Like, every Queen song. We were Bohemian Rhapsody. We straight up danced in every state.
Yeah.
That's true. That
you
is
gotta,
true.
You gotta bring the joy somehow, and Queen did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a blast, actually. You gotta.
I mean, especially with the abandoned locations, you don't just have the ghosts, you have all the critters and stuff. I saw them last night, a little shot of a snake, and that would freak me out more than any paranormal thing is the snake.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. See, it was a baby snake.
It
yeah,
was a baby snake, which is nice, but still a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A snake.
Probably
but it was scary.
Road trip, we had so many wildlife encounters. I feel like almost every night we had something like a bat or a moth or a raccoon or a coyote. Like, we had something every night almost.
Yeah, I mean, that brings up mm-hmm. such a good point with just like fear in general. Like, our show is called Destination Fear, and there are just so many more things that like are that we're scared of than the paranormal. You know, we have to deal with obviously the unknown, the animals, but then there's also like the possibility of somebody breaking in, or, you know, just the building collapsing or falling apart. It's like there are so many things going on at one time.
Yeah, I think that's some of the unknown dangers in the field too, is when you're going into abandoned locations, some of the biggest danger is not actually the paranormal itself, but just the hazards of the location. Just it falling apart, whether there's a rock you could trip on. I mean, it's, I think, a lot more intense than people realize when you're investigating, that there are so many physical dangers that people don't really consider.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I mean, especially at this first location at Saratoga County Homestead, there was only one working staircase. The main staircase was completely collapsed, and, you know, the roof is, like, starting to fall down, and you'll see in tonight's episode, it starts to rain, and, you know, just because mm-hmm. we're inside doesn't mean we're not getting rained on. It's, you know, we're going into these abandoned, broken-down buildings, And you just never know what you're getting yourself into when you walk in.
Absolutely. And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And I'm trying to mute everybody as we speak, and it's the switchboard's working slow. That means they brought a lot of people with them. This happened last week with Dave Schrader promoting the Halzer Files, too. A lot of people showed up. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And today we're welcoming back Dakota Layden, Chelsea Layden, Tanner Wiseman, Alex Schroeder for the first time. Everyone visit at Destination Fear, at Dakota Layden, at Chelsea Layden, at Tanner underscore Wiseman, at Alex underscore Schroeder 4, at Travel Channel. And be sure when you're posting things too along the way, hashtag Destination Fear. And I'm going to, you know, mute myself. And when we come back, there's a little delay, so just bear with us as we do that. And we will be right back with the crew.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Halzer Files. And you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break. Well, I want to thank you guys again so much for coming on today. It's always great having you on my show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Nope.
And also, I just want to remind everyone that there is a marathon of Destination Fear happening today on the Travel Channel right before the premiere of their Saratoga County Homestead episode. So really quick, I just want to say, Tanner, I saw on Twitter that you played Phasmophobia recently. What kind of made you want to play that game? You already go to so many scary locations. And
awesome.
Where can people find your streams?
that's awesome. Yeah, so our photographer on the channel or on the show, Alex Nelson, he has a stream, and you know, he told me about this Phasmophobia game, which is pretty much what I do on the show. I go into a haunted building and I try to find where the ghost is, and it's literally pretty much just a ghost hunting game. And my goodness, is it one of the most terrifying things I have ever done. Like, I don't know, there's something freaky about going into this game and having a demon just all of a sudden start chasing you down a hallway. And it's so funny because, you know, there's devices that we do use on the show that are in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just super wild. But if you do want to check out his channel, it's Mural_GG on Twitch. And, you know, half the time me and the boys will jump on a game with him. And that's one of the games that we have been playing lately. And it is a riot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I recently bought it, but I haven't had the chance to play it yet. But it looks so cool just the way they integrate all the technology. And, you know, anything with the paranormal just helps out the field more and gets more word out there about equipment. Suddenly everyone's going to start knowing the device names.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know, people, it's, you know, like when we were kids, we would actually go out to abandoned buildings and check it out. And, you know, it's fun for people to have the ability to go do what we get to do, but, you know, being able to do it in a video game.
Absolutely. And speaking of devices, what is each of your favorite device just, you know, along the road trip or just in general?
You know, for me, I would say for this road trip, I have a lot of devices I think are really interesting and fascinating, but this road trip, we brought on a thermal camera, which a brand new piece of gear we haven't used before. We used it almost every night, and that was really fun for me because, like, our first night or two, we weren't very confident in the thermal just because we had thought we had heard a group of people so close to us, but the thermal camera wasn't capturing anything. So we were a little, does this thing really work as good as it's supposed to? But then the next night we go out and we're able to pick up bunnies from thousands of yards away, little bunnies hopping. And we're like, okay, this thing is precise. And so from that point on, it became a really helpful tool. And by the end of the trip, it definitely came in handy.
How about for the rest of you?
For me, it'd still be the Ovilus. It was one of my favorite pieces of equipment the last couple of seasons. But it's just something about having a word pop up on the screen and having a device actually say it out loud. It just makes you feel like there's definitely something there with you. And it's just the creepiest thing ever. How about you, Tanner?
Man, to be honest, I really like them all. Like, they all have their own quirks and their own, like special things that you want it in a room with you. Like, for example, the REM pod, you know, when you have a story with, you know, something walking up and down a hallway or like footsteps, you want that device there because it can showcase if something is walking really close to that area. And, you know, just like what Chelsea said, when it comes to the Ovilus, when you're asking questions, it's really nice to have an actual word pop up on a screen and have a response to you. Because sometimes when you use the digital recorder, it's really hard to make out what it's saying, what noise it made, even though that's a good device as well. But, yeah, I would have to say probably the go with Chelsea's answer as well. The Ovilus is one of my favorite things to walk around with and kind of just explore every situation.
And Alex, yours is definitely the music box, right?
I was actually just going to say that the music box is probably mine, even though don't know why it has to be such a scary song and so creepy. But like, just the simplicity of it, it's a motion detector, so it's so simple to understand too. Like, if anything walks in front of it, if anything moves in front of it, there's something there. And so I really like using that one, but they should probably change the tune it plays, maybe.
Very creepy. So with your previous locations that you've been to, what has been kind of the scariest or most exciting experience that each of you have had on location?
Yeah, I'm going to start up this Saratoga, the first location of this new road trip. You know, I've had locations in the past that have affected me personally more than anyone else, but Saratoga County Homestead, I have to say, is probably the one location that all of us were equally affected and terrified in a group setting. Like, a lot of the times we'll have experiences when we're alone and sleeping by ourselves, and that's why it becomes so scary, because you experience something all by yourself. But this night, everything major that happened, we were in a group together, and it, to me, is one of the most memorable / traumatizing type of nights.
For me, how about for the rest of you?
Yeah, mine, the first thing that pops into my head, at least for this season, is a location called Randolph County Infirmary. It's in Indiana, I believe. And it, you know, it's a location we've been to before. We actually went to it during our documentary. And so going back a second time, I was like, okay, like, we've been here before. I know the layout, you know. it's a location that's I'm more familiar with. And, you know, Dakota ends up having this great idea, and where I'm eventually isolated in this building, and something totally terrifying happens at this building that actually brought me to tears. Like, I feel like sometimes when people get scared, it's like, you know, it's like funny to see people get scared, but this was like a whole nother level of fear for me, where I was actually like completely terrified. And it's like one of those moments that are forever ingrained into my mind.
Yeah, and for me, when we went for this road trip, at least when we went to Chelsea's location at Joliet Prison in Illinois, when we all separated in our sleeping arrangements, I don't know, this is the first time it's ever happened to me, but I had like just a super, like almost like a panic attack. Like I was just so nervous and freaked out in my arrangement that like I just wanted the night to be over as fast as possible. And normally like I'm scared and I'm able to keep my composure and just kind of go throughout the night. But this was the first time I was actually like, man, all I'm thinking about is this night being over, because I'm so terrified. And I mean, rightfully so, because me and Alex, we had some crazy stuff happen together when we split up into duos.
Yeah.
And how
about
you, Alex?
I would have to agree with Dakota on tonight's episode that everyone will see tonight is by far the most memorable for me, but not for Dakota's reason. Mine is, every time I think of tonight, I see the pure raw terror on his face when he saw what he saw, and the way he screamed, I've never heard him react that way. And so that like has just stuck in my head the whole trip, and still to this day, every time I think of that, I think of how just terrified Dakota was of what he saw and captured, because we didn't see it like he did.
Yeah, and it was I mean, it's definitely not my most proud moment either in terms of showing I was not a man. It was very high pitched, but it's pure terror. I've never been that scared, and for me it was even fascinating rewatching the footage just to see that, like, dang, like that's what I would do if something really terrifying happened in front of me. I would run and scream. Awesome. But I mean, that's just what happens sometimes. You get so scared and your instincts just take in.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh. I mean, I can't imagine some of the things you see, and especially with the location being as creepy as it is. I know on tonight's episode, but this is probably a fear at any location you've gone to, is human people coming in, whether or not it's a spirit or if it's a real person. And I think sometimes if it's a real person, it can be even more terrifying than the actual paranormal.
Yeah, and that's what we were going through at the Saratoga Homestead. Right away, we thought we heard a group of people trying to break into the building. And so immediately our gut instincts are saying, this is a person, this is a group of people, we hear them, but we can't see them. And we're filming, we're getting to the windows, trying to see if we can get anyone breaking in. And you'll have to see the episode for anyone listening, but at some point I do capture something that still is a question in our head. Is this a person, or if this is paranormal? And we still don't know. And you're right. It is scarier to even imagine it being a person, because why would there be a person in there? How did they know we were there? Why didn't they get scared that we were in there? And I don't know. To me, if it was a person in tonight's episode messing with us, I strongly think it's paranormal. But if it was a person, this person knew the layout of the building, and they knew how to get to places we didn't know how to get in order to get out of the building unknown. And so I don't know. It is such a mind trip tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really shows how we all react to fear, because, you know, some people might even like leave their sister in the dust. I don't know. Like, everyone reacts differently.
I did. I literally like bulldozed right past you. Like, such a terrible brother.
It's okay. I understand.
probably more so than Dakota could.
Yeah.
It's well, true. At least you guys are all close, so you guys can get past anything together.
True.
Exactly.
That was funny. Chelsea, you brought that up right away. But after we got outside and we're, like, calming down, you're like, you just ran right past me. You didn't even... I don't remember that, did I? And then I did.
You know what? It's one of those things where we're putting ourselves in these high-stress situations, and the crew does not bring out the best in us at times. So, I get it. I've been there.
So, you've gone to so many amazing locations so far on the trip. What would be your dream location out of any location, abandoned or not, that each of you would like to investigate or at least go and just walk around?
Yeah. You know, for me, in the U.S., I would say it'd be awesome to go to Alcatraz and spend the night there.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of the U.S., there's a location called Paveglia Island in Italy where anyone who had the Black Plague would go, and it was just a terrifying, dark, dark location, and I think that would be the scariest place to visit in all of the world, to be honest.
Man, that just freaks me out, hearing that, man. Like, I hope you don't take it there.
If you ever get a plane ticket to Italy, you'll know.
Oh, that's terrifying. I would say anywhere just out of the U.S. Like, I would love to go to, kind of like Dakota was saying, maybe not that location, but just somewhere international, somewhere in Europe. But I don't know about that one, Dakota.
Yeah. For me, like, there's two places that are on top of my head. I would really love to go to Waverly. I find that place just absolutely terrifying. But my first one on my list, even though it's, like, really, really small, I want to go so badly to the Villisca Axe Murder House. I find that story and the history of that building to be one of the most intense and creepiest and scariest stories of all time. And the fact that they never caught the guy just adds another element to the whole entire building. And if we could go there and figure out how to do that location, oh, that one would be so, so much fun in the scariest way.
Totally.
Yeah.
How about you, Alex?
I think I got to agree with Tanner on Waverly. That is one that's always stood out to me ever since I was a kid. I have wanted to go explore that building. And then I would also agree with Dakota on Alcatraz. Like, that is such an iconic prison that it would be so cool to be able to go there. Terrifying, but cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were fortunate enough to spend the night there. I'm so jealous still. They caught an amazing photo of a ghost. It actually looks like a prisoner in uniform, in orange long sleeve shirt and khaki pants. It's incredible. And I was really young, so they didn't let me go. I'm still really bitter about it.
That stinks.
Plus,
so
I mean,
creepy.
Mob of the Dead. I mean, I got to see how close the maps are related. Well, real life and, you know, the video game.
True.
But with all the history that you've learned throughout, what is kind of the most interesting backstory or piece of information that each of you have learned from the locations you've gone to?
For me, it's, you know, it's more of like learning about, you know, being in the medical field and just, you know, I'm constantly learning about like what we're doing today to care for people, what we're doing today for treatment and management. And just the idea of how we used to treat things or how we thought, you know, initially things should be performed or how certain treatments should be given. It's just so fascinating to me to see the progression, even over 100 years, like how much has changed, and just from a medical standpoint. So I think for me, it's just the historical component of just seeing how far we've come and how much has changed in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
and I kind of,
No, you go, Sam.
All right, I was going to say, I can kind of piggyback on that. Like, whenever we go to, like, a tuberculosis place, Nopeming Sanatorium. When you learn that, you know, the only thing that they had to try to combat tuberculosis was to just put someone outside and soak up some sun and get some what they call fresh air, and that was like their only cure, is one of those, like, it's not that long ago that they didn't have anything to help these people. And you just, like, exactly what Chelsea said, you learn about the procedures that people had to go through, and, you know, some things that just seem barbaric nowadays was, you know, the standard process back in the day. And to see the growth and to see how much stuff has changed, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think asylums, for me, are the scariest, just because of the history of asylums are so messed up and so dark. It's one of the things you don't really get to hear about in your history class, is how bad we treated the mentally ill. And it's just, it's not good. It's never fun, but every time we go there, I feel like there's always a lot of energy. And then also for prisons, I just don't like prisons, because those were terrible, terrible people when they were living. And usually I feel like the types of experiences we have at prisons turn out to be very dark. And I don't know, prisons are such a hit or miss for me, because, like, they're either insanely terrifying, or you find out, like, this season there is a couple small stories where you find out a story of someone way back in the day being, you know, accused of a crime that they didn't do and put to death, and only 100 years later they find out that person didn't do it. And, like, to know that happened too in prisons, that there's so much energy of people too who are just wrongfully accused, there's just, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on the asylums, Dakota. Just the history of that alone is really sad. And, like, something that I didn't know is, like, the specifics on why people were dropped off there. Some of them had nothing wrong other than the fact that they were a woman and her husband dropped them off. Like, that is so wrong. And there's just so many other like examples of people being put in asylums for no good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's great that we've advanced as far as we have. I mean, some of the things they did back in the day were just unbelievable that they even ever got away with that. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, though. Are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events for each of you?
Yeah, for me, I'll say, we did just release some new merchandise, some new gear. So you can go to feargear.shop and you can buy some cool new pictures, some new fear gear, some merchandise to wrap the show. And then you can also follow our Instagram and Twitter at Destination Fear as well to find out where all of us are.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Yeah, everyone's got Instagrams and Twitters too. We got everything.
Well, thank you guys again so much for coming on today, and congratulations again on all the success and your new merch out. Everyone, definitely make sure to go check that out. And make sure to watch Destination Fear airing tonight at the Saratoga County Homestead. And there's a marathon all day too, guys, so make sure to check out all the other episodes as well.
Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Anytime you have anything to promote, just let me know. You guys are always welcome on my show.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. The cast of Destination Fear is always such a great guest. I want to thank everyone for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
And again, there's going to be a special in-studio YouTube video version of today's show, too. So look for that. She's going to be composing that and putting that together, too, as well, to coincide with the season of Destination Fear. But, yeah, everyone visit at Destination Fear, at Dakota Layden, at Chelsea Layden, at Tanner_Wiseman, at Alex_Schroeder4. At Travel Channel. And of course, if you're posting or being a part of any conversations tonight as the show airs too, the season premiere launch, hashtag Destination Fear. Also coming up, we have, I'm scrolling down here, let's see here, Ghost Hunters key investigator Mustafa Gadalari will be on the program on the 7th of November. Also Fox Sightings ghostwriter Polaroid image case homeowner John Huckert, and Sci-Fi Channel's Factor Fake Paranormal Files host researcher Bill Murphy will be joining them for a special announcement. There may even be a special celebrity guest that will be on that program too as well. That's going to be November 14th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. And so like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on Facebook, her fan page, to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. And of course, tonight, watch Travel Channel's Destination Fear season launch at 10 p.m. Eastern and 9 Central. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to the Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.